We all know the 509th from the Roswell story. That's the America's first atomic bomb wing. But I had no idea that it had anything to do with New England.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those areas of specialty research that I think has kind of slipped through the cracks. None of this information is shatteringly new. It's just that no one has thought to put it together. The 509th, of course, were, at the time of the Roswell incident in the summer of 47, the only nuclear strike force on the planet Earth, and of course would be of interest to folks from other places. They were, of course, key involved in the event in ferrying material from the crash site, recovered bodies, to Army Air Corps headquarters in Texas and beyond. Many of the officers went on to highly prestigious positions, and ultimately the 509th was rotated out of New Mexico. And I was just not aware of this, for starters, like most folks in the field, that they were rotated to Pease Air Force Base in New Hampshire. And although there was this history, it was amped up following this. The parallels, and this paper, with Dean's permission, I will forward it to you because I think it is something that people should be aware of, although I'm pushing him to write it up as a book. The fact is that in 1961, in September, we have the Betty and Barney Hill abduction incident. And as you noted from the paper, the Hills become very involved, not just professionally, but in terms of deep friendships, with a number of the officers from the 509th. It's one of the original staff officers from the 509th who first suggests that they even consider this new technique that Dr. Simon has been using to help World War II veterans who had had shell shock, as they used to call it, to recover the memories of what the officer is convinced is a genuine alien event. When the story re-explodes after the 1965 incident at Exeter, and all of a sudden the Hills, even though their event is 4 years earlier, are the subject of international press, it is a member of the 509th who is already a friend of theirs who steps forward and says in so many words, you can stay at my place. They can't get on the base. They will leave you alone, the equivalent of the paparazzi. And so it goes right to the end of Betty's life that a core of her closest friends, colleagues, confidants, and people who Barney respected and admired were officers with the 509th who had been transferred from Roswell, New Mexico.
And do you get a sense from Dean or from other writers about whether it sounded like they were protective at some point, but whether or not they shared any insight in their own beliefs about what was happening to the Hills?
It definitely does sound like that's the case. Again, I'm putting together pieces here that Dean has laid out for me and starting to cross-reference with rereading for the first time in some years the wonderful books by John Fuller, Incident at Exeter, and The Interrupted Journey, both still very much worth reading, as well as Stan Friedman and Kathy Marden's Captured. But it seems to me that whether it was just an aspect of friendship or, as we know, coincidences often mask things that are not coincidental, whether there was a little predestination here or link-ups that were more than coincident, you know, nothing could surprise me less. But at the least, it is a remarkable series of interlocking UFO-related events which cover several of the most significant UFO events of all time, the incident at Exeter, Roswell, the Hill case.